My living is my joy. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. My living is my joy. How many of us can say our living is our joy? Do we enjoy every single moment of our life? Do we enjoy all of the activities of our life? Do we enjoy all the experiences of our life? Do we enjoy being ourselves and having fun? Do we enjoy who we are? When you write your biography about yourself, your autobiography, and you're telling about your life experiences, you're telling about who you are and where you've been and what you've done, what are you writing about? Are you writing about other people? Are you writing about what other people did, what other people said, what other people thought? Are you writing about the lives of other people? Is that your joy? Well, for a lot of people, that's their joy. But think about writing your autobiography. I have a friend who recently moved on at 90 years of age, and he lived a very full and a very beautiful life, and he lived a life of searching, searching, searching. And that's the life that most of us are living, the life of searching, searching, searching. Now, did he find joy anywhere? Oh yes, many times. He found joy many times because many times he accomplished the goals that he set for himself. And he set different goals for himself. But then there's always another goal. There's always another goal. But each goal was a joy for him because it was his goal. It was his choice. It was his desire. And he reached out and claimed it. Now, you and I can reach out and claim the joy goals in our life. My life is living my joy. My living is my joy. My being is my joy. What things have made me happy in my life? I have met many people. I have done many things. I have traveled far and wide, and I have experienced many wonderful experiences. But what are the things that really made me the happiest? What have made me the happiest and brought me the most joy in my life is when I have talked to someone and they tune in to my philosophy, what my beliefs are, what my dreams and desires for myself are. It's not a matter that I am so excellent and so wonderful that my philosophy is believed by everybody. I'm not so wonderful that everybody in the world thinks just the way I do. But when I find people in the world who are harmonious with my way of thinking, with my ideals, with my dreams, with my goals, with my aspirations and my accomplishments, when I find people who delight in those things, then I have found great joy because I am living in that joy. I'm living in my joy of finding people who delight in the path that I'm walking. They don't have to walk it exactly like I do, for surely they don't, because we each are ourselves. But when I find that they think in a similar vein that I do, if they have the values, I guess that's a really telling word there, if they have the values that I have, or close to it, if they have the values that I have, then my joy is complete. Now, how does this work? We're going to hearken into other talks of mine and other statements of mine. And how does this work? Well, it works like this. I am living my joy. I'm living in my joy. I'm living it. And as I live it, it is part of me. It is all of me, probably. And as I live it, I see all the world living that. I see all the world in honesty, in purity. I see all the world in respect. I see all the world in a genuine love for each other as I love all men, because I love myself first. As I understand the values of life, as I understand that I am responsible for everything that happens in my life, I have given the yes, the go sign, for everything that takes place in my life. I can give the no sign if I want, you know. I can, from my inner self, project outward an experience that I think is, hey, let's think about that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm standing on a high dive, going to dive into a swimming pool, and I'm not used to a high dive. Now I can jump, and I can cannonball, and I can go straight down with my feet straight down, or I can dive in head first. I can go any number of ways, but I make the decision. I decide how I'm going to leave that high dive. Maybe I'll climb back down the ladder instead of jumping. Maybe I'll say I shouldn't have come up here in the first place. But all the decisions, they're all my decisions. Nobody else is making those decisions. Other people may say, jump, Herb, jump. Or they say, don't jump, you'll hurt yourself, hurt. That's too high. Herb, you're not talented, trained, skilled in high diving. Don't do that. And as I listen to these outer voices, they are but my own inner fears, my own inner doubts about myself. And as I listen to those outer voices, they are me speaking. And so I might as well just listen to my own inner voice and say to myself, Herb, the day is going to come when you're going to dive off this board. And you're going to believe we can dive off this board because you just know how. Herb, if your son was out there and he needed your help and you had to dive off this board and go and be at his side and help him, you would do it in a flash. You wouldn't think one second, hey, I don't want to dive off this board. I'm afraid to dive. That would be gone. That would be gone. All of life is filled with decisions that we have created for ourselves to make. And the decisions are not somebody else's making. Nobody made me climb up that ladder to that high dive. Nobody made my son have a need for me right away to be with by his side. But I did. I did. And I dove into the water as beautiful as any great athlete who knows how to dive off a high dive. I didn't do any flips or turns or fancy things. I just dove straight in. And then I came straight up. I didn't deep dive, I just shallow dived, and up I came, right to be where my son was needing me. That was my choice. My living is my joy, and I choose to make all things a joy. I don't choose to have my son need me, for that too is a choice that we make. That too is a decision that we put into our life. It's not that I don't want to be available to my son. It's that I don't want him to have a need for me under negative circumstances, because he is always in charge of his own life. He is always the master of his own experiences. You and I are always the master of our own experiences. My living is my joy, and I choose to make everything a joy. I choose to smell the roses. I choose to have values that I shine forth so supremely that everybody in my world hearkens to those values. It's their values. Everybody, the people who don't hearken to those values, they're not in my world. The people who don't smile at little children are not in my world. I was in an experience just the other day. Let's see, where was I? I was in a doctor's office. And as I was in the doctor's office, I was sitting there waiting for my appointment time. And as I waited, a man and lady were sitting next to me, and they had a little 3-year-old child. And that child was running all over the waiting room, just having the greatest time. Well, that child went to its father and took its bottle of milk from its father and gave it to me. And I said, thank you very much. And I gave it back to the father. And the child took the bottle again from the father and gave it to me. And then the child took 2 books that were lying between the father and I and picked them up and gave them to me. And the child wanted everything to come to me. The child, she'd run around the waiting room and then come to me and bring all these things to me. Now, why was I creating this child doing that? I was just creating my purest love shining out, saying, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, I love you. And I didn't want it. In fact, I looked away from the child because I wanted to read some material that I had in my hands. And as I was reading this, the child consistently came because my vibrations were such a harmony, such a peace, such a love, such an innocence that the child felt that and wanted that. And the father had a dark beard and I had a white beard. And I said to the father, I said, well, I guess the only difference your child knows that you have a dark beard and I have a white beard, and it's a good thing she can tell us apart. And he sort of laughed with a funny laugh. He said, well, I hope it's not only that. But you see, my living is my joy. And everywhere I go, I find this joy manifest in all the experiences of my life. I find this joy manifest in all things. I sat and talked with a friend the other day, and as I was talking with this friend, I was offering suggestions of how I would handle situations and what's necessary to handle situations to have a loving response from them and so forth. And the friend says, I believe that. That's what I believe too. I believe just that. And yes, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. Well, I may tell this friend 1, 2, 3, 5 times what my ideas are, and they have conflicting ideas at the moment, but they want to hear my ideas, and they ask me to tell them again and again and again, and I do. And under those circumstances, I don't mind being with someone who doesn't necessarily believe as I do, because I think they want to believe as I do. They want to have the values that I do. They want to have the lifestyle that I do. They draw me into their world to call forth in their life that which I am, that which they are. And as they call this forth and as they bring this forth into their experience in their world, how great it is. My living is my joy. Every moment of my life is my joy. Every moment of my life is a joy greater than any other joy I ever had before, and how wonderful that is. Every moment of my life. Every time I can make each moment of my life a joy, I know that I have found an experience that reflects who and what I am. I have found a person who is living who and what I am. I have found a world that is living the unconditional love that I am. I have found a life that is so magnificent, so blessed, so wonderful, so filled with joy that I am just overflowing, overflowing with the feeling of goodness, overflowing with the feeling of joy, joy supreme, joy everlasting. You have this same privilege, if you wish, the privilege of recognizing that what you live is your joy. And now I make the decision that what I live is good and beautiful and pure and wonderful. What I live is unconditional love. What I live is that which is beautiful. And so it is. And so it is. And so my life truly is filled with joy. It is filled with peace. It is filled with wonder. It is filled with all that is magnificent. And it is filled with them now. How about you? Is your life filled that way too? Is your life a recognition of that awareness? It can be. And it is that way when you say, as I say to everyone, I love you. I love you. I love you.